some tie trimmers over there.
When people get a pedicure, it's a pretty relaxing procedure. A nice foot spa, some buffing with a nail file, and a bit of polish to finish. But for a dairy cow, it's a very different story. Think thick ropes, harnesses, and even an angle grinder.
So we're just walking a big freezing up into the crush where we can restrain her properly. So we've just caught her head there. And while she was walking up, we had a look at her feet to see which foot she was laying in.
Hello, I'm Cassie Steep. I'm on a dairy farm just outside of Narracourt in South Australia. I'm here with rural vet Claire Law, who's treating a cow with a sore foot. I can tell you now, it's certainly not a job for the faint-hearted.
So now we're just pulling a chest strap up on her so that she feels nice and secure and will stand better for us. So we just put the top gate in behind her, and she was lame in this back right one, so...
And she's just done a nice treat for you on the railing.
Yeah. It's the part of the glamour of this job.
So I imagine as a vet there's a lot of this kind of trial and error with working with animals, especially large animals.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Well, they're not always going to cooperate and do what you want them to do.
And now you've just attached a harness to her back right foot?
Pulley system to a foot, so she's got a strap going around a foot there, and then it's hooked onto a pulley that goes up to the top of the crush. And it just makes it easy to pull her foot up.
And it's very physical. I can see your arm muscles. They're working really, really hard to get her foot up.
Pretty massive muscles too. So.
Is it difficult being a female and doing this kind of physical work?
I mean, you've got to be fit.
And your hands are covered in a mixture of water and cow poo, and you've got a little bit of blood on you from before. This job, it really isn't for the faint-hearted at all.
Well, probably not, but it's what you get used to, I suppose, you know, where someone's got to do this and help them out and get them walking properly. So I suppose if we thought about it, we mightn't want to come out and get covered in cow poo each day, but... We try not to lather ourselves in it, but you're going to get it. It is, it's quite good moisturiser. So I'm just hosing her foot off now because she's got quite a bit of mud and poo on there, so I can get a good look at that. So you can see there's soft lesions up the back here.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of marks there that we'll get the grinder on and see if they're anything important. We use an angle grinder with a special disc to do a bit of a pedicure on the cows.
So what has that revealed, Claire?
So she's just got a bit of an infection at the top of her foot there. There's no abscess or, stone bruise that's causing her pain. Yeah, has she had any penicillin? No.
So she doesn't need any further work, just a shot of penicillin?
Yeah, just a little course of penicillin to get on top of that infection.
What do you think is the hardest part of your job being a rural vet?
Probably working in the elements. If you've got the right clothes and gear, you can be comfortable, but it can be a bit ordinary sometimes. Thinking about the hard things in rural practice is the financials of things. Like, you've got to pay your way, but you've got to be realistic about what you can charge people. You know, with the dairy industry, you probably don't charge what you should charge, I suppose. You know, it's different to a city practice where you've got dogs that are more companion animals, they don't have to make money.
Have you found it difficult, at the moment, as you said, charging the dairy farmers what you feel your time's worth because of how difficult it is for them to pay their own, more, I suppose, basic bills?
Yeah, I think most most vets have trouble charging people because we're not really business people. We want to help people out and we want to help animals out. So it's, probably when I think about it, that's probably the toughest part of my job.
So what's the most satisfying part of the job, do you think?
I love cattle work.
Is it about that you like?
I like dealing with farmers, and I like dealing with animals that they're helping us. Like they're working for us, so it's good to be able to help them out when they need it. And also help the farmers out. If we can get better performance and production out of their animals, that's a bonus for everyone. She's right to go.